Petersburg's acting city manager and public works director Carl Hagerman officially declared a local disaster shortly after the August 20th slide in the hopes of getting emergency assistance from the state of Alaska. On the advice of state officials, he also requested aid from the National Resource Conservation Service, which has an emergency watershed protection program.
While the disaster declaration didn't really go too far with the state, our disaster wasn't disastrous enough for them. The lead to go to NRCS did pan out to be a very good fit for our problem.
Hagerman told the city council that the federal agency immediately flew two staff members to Petersburg, where heavy rains had caused a large section of the public works parking lot to slide into Hammer Slough. They assessed the damage and accepted the project. They provided engineering services to the city as well as a funding plan in which the agency will pay 75% of the costs incurred after the city signed the agreement. Hagerman was confident the city would be done with the repairs and cleanup in time to meet the NRCS's 10-day deadline for the work.
That work was started immediately upon signing the agreement, and to date is virtually complete. The slope has been completely rebuilt. The debris has been removed from the stream completely. We have some drainage considerations, some storm drainage considerations to do in the parking area, which we're working on the next 2 days. Thursday is the cutoff for the funding from NRCS, and we should have the project completed by then.
The city had initially planned to leave some of the rock and soil in the slough with permission from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. However, according to Hagerman, the NRCS officials took a closer look, and after consulting with the other agencies in the city, they decided all the debris needed to be removed. Once the NRCS plan was ready, Hagerman said Community Development Director Leo Luzak got the needed permits for the repair work.
The city crews obviously jumped right in. Public Works did an excellent job of rising to the occasion. Both large and small contractors from Petersburg were also put to work. Reed Brothers Construction, Rock and Road Construction were both extremely helpful and provided a lot of resources. Some smaller contractors, Jim Litzheim and Sean Etcher from Etcher Construction, also helped out hauling.
According to Hagerman, the city's contracted engineers did not think there was immediate cause for concern about the slope right behind the public works building itself.
What that means is that with some normal maintenance and some control of stormwater on that slope, hopefully it will not fail. I think my opinion is that we should still look into that a little further, get another opinion in the future to make sure that we're not going to have a problem. But the piling that the building sits on are slowly settling over time. The building definitely has problems, but the engineers that have been involved haven't seen any concern, immediate concern for failure of the building or the slope below it. So that's good news in a way, but it's something that we need to keep our eye on and not forget about.
The NRCS portion of the project is about $116,000, of which the city will only have to pay about $30,000. While the final bills aren't all in, Hagerman estimated the city spent another $25,000 before that agreement.
I believe that the city's stake in this could be anywhere between $50,000 and $70,000, but much less than what we originally thought. So that is looking much better than it did a week and a half ago.
The city council had originally authorized Hagerman to spend as much as $250,000 with the expectation that it might end up being even more costly than that. Mayor Al Dwyer congratulated and thanked Hagerman and his staff as well as Petersburg Power and Light for their response to the landslide.
It took a lot of talent and stamina to take care of that problem, especially with the electrical part. Yes, Carl.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like also to tack on the harbor department helped out with us, motor pool mechanic helped out.
Great.
Our finance department has been extremely helpful in the process. Administration has been as well. It's been a real team effort. And reaching out into the private sector with the contractors in town as well.
Hagerman especially credited the city public works employees. He said it had been a difficult couple of weeks, but the town really pulled together. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.